Daf is Daf Lamed Bay. So we got to the very last line of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis.
That's like two dots.
Two dots on which
Lamed
two
Beis
dots? Oh, look at you. No, okay, fine. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. I didn't give you I guess.
You always get it.
This time I didn't. Gemara says on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, three lines down of the two dots, the Gemara says, Becheres Hadraini, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, was something that you couldn't use. It was Aser Bahana from a guy. What exactly is this, says the Gemara? Hadriani, my Hadriani, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Cheresh, Shel Hadrinus, Kesar. Some type of earthenware that was from this area. What would they do? That ki also Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Amar karka basula haisa. It was a karka basula that was never used, that was never worked. Shul avda adam me'olam. No one ever worked this land. It's raw land. And avda vanata, and then they used it once and they planted it. And then rami le lechamra begolfe chiyuri, they would put wine in this jug. And then it wasn't, this was the first time it never had absorbed any liquid. It was brand new earth. And mighty le lechamra, it absorbed all the wine in the walls embedded in the and then they break the kli into small little pieces of earthenware that's now absorbed with wine, the daru behadayu, and then they would leave it out there whenever they needed it, taru lahu, they would soak it in water, v'shasu. So it was very concentrated with wine embedded in the kli charis. They broke it up into little pieces of pottery, and whenever they were thirsty, they'd soak it in water, and then it would pull out, it would draw out the wine, and that water would now be flavored with the yayin. So since this charis hadrainu had water embedded in the kli charis, you can't get any hana from them. So the Gemara now says further, the Amar Bishu ben Levi, V'rishon shalanu kishlishi shalahen. Our wine, our first wine, our first level of wine that's, I guess, squeezed from the grapes, is good as their third level, meaning the third time they used, that you were able to reuse these klei cheres, these cheres hadrainu, at least three times, if not more, and their third time was so potent, it was as good as our first time around. Rashi says here, two narrow lines down, Rishon shalanu yai mishubach shalanu. Our best wine that we have was einu ela kishlishi shalahem, was only like the third time kishu sharei shlosha pamim b'mayim, when they'd soak this cheres hadrainu in water three times, when it was ready, I know, starting to get more diluted in the first time, it was still better. Their third time was better than our best wine. Gemara now says, he asks the question, are you allowed to use this cheres hadrini as something to hold up, to level out the beds, or you know the tables are wobbly, could you put it underneath as a little support? So Gemara says, what's the nature of the suffix? Rota b'kume ayide davar acher shari o aser. I mean, you want to hold on to it. It's aser b'hana, but you don't want it because of the hana of the wine that's there. You want it for some other purpose as a support. Is that a problem of rotza b'kuma ayde davar acher? Is that an iser, or is that something that would be mutter? So the Gemara answers, Tashma, it's machlokis. The Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yochanan, chad aser, the chad shari. One thing says aser, because even though you don't want it for the wine that's there, it's still a cheftza shel iser. But the other one thinks that no, it's permitted. Since you're using it not for wine purposes, you're using it for some other toelas, so then it would be permitted. So that's the machlokas. So Gemara attempts to bring a brisa as a kasha for one of the opinions here, Meisive. Hadar dorin varokval sheovdei kochavim. These types of jugs, the halacha is that yayin shel yisrael kanus behem aser b'shtia. If there's Jewish wine, kosher wine, inside these non-kosher kalim, you can't drink the wine. The wine we're going to assume is going to absorb some of the ta'am of the wine embedded in the klei cheres. But mutter b'hana, you are allowed to get hana from them. Fine, that's stage one. Heyid Shimon ben Goda lefnei. Pay attention to the aleph there. Ben Goda with an aleph there. Pay attention to it. Lefnei Benosha Rebbe Gamliel. He testified in front of the son of Rebbe Gamliel. Al Rebbe Gamliel, about Rebbe Gamliel himself. Sheshas mimenu ba'ako, that he actually, Rebbe Gamliel, had drank from this type of klei cheres. V'lohodulo, but they didn't agree to Rebbe Gamliel. No del sheovdei kochavim. If you had these leather canteens. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusai, Aser, Lasos Mem Shtichin Lachamor. You can take these leather pouches and untie them, unsew them, and then use them as a type of cover for the donkey. So here we see v'ha'hacha the rotze b'kuma ayde davar acher v'katani de'aser. Right, the question, what's going on here? You have these nodel sha'ov de kochavim, these leather pouches that they would keep wine in. So you can drink from them, but if you want to use them for another purpose, in other words, to cover up your chamor, that's aser as well. But I want to keep it not because of the wine, I want to use it because of the chamor, to give warmth to my chamor, or to sit on top of my donkey. Nothing to do with the wine that's there. So isn't this the typical example of a rotze b'kuma ayidei davar acher for another purpose, and yet the Braisa says it's usher to keep it in such a way. So we see it's a kasha for the opinion that thinks it's mutter, that rotze b'kuma ayidei davar acher is actually mutter. So this is a kasha. So the Gemara says, wait a second, according to your logic, these types of jugs from the non-Jews, the tasu should be usher as well, the mizvan, you shouldn't be allowed to sell them. And apparently they would sell these jugs. So if we're saying it's aser bana, maishna nodos, maishna kankanim. If we're saying it's aser to sell the leather pouches of the non-Jews, so certainly it should be aser to sell the kankanim, these types of bottles that come from the non-Jews as well. So why is there a difference? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why there's a difference. Amar Rava, gzeira shemayivka nodo vilenu vitvenu al gave nodo. The concern is really, it's mikra demi paskin that's mutter. Rotza bikuma ayde davar acher is really mutter. If you're trying to keep it for some other purpose, it's allowed. There's no chashash. But when it comes to leather pouches, they're concerned. Let's say you're traveling along the way and you took a node, you broke up this leather pouch and you used it as a cover for your chamor. Now you're traveling along the way and now you have wine with you and now your leather pouch broke, it ripped, there's a tear. So you want to patch it up now. So you might take the leather pouch, the leather shtiach, the leather cover from your chamor and patch up your canteen now. So since that's a very likely scenario, they said again, normally rotze b'kuma b'davar acher is permitted. That's normally permitted. But this particular chashash, that since when you're traveling, you might take the leather that's on your chamor to patch up your canteen, they said you should never be able to keep the nodos sh'ov de kochavim. That was a special gezeirah for nodos. So the Gemara says, uleman damar rotze b'kuma ayde davar acher aser. The one who thinks it's aser, you can never hold on to any of these nodos or kankanim. So then, maishna kankanim desharu. If you really hold, you're never allowed to hold on to any things that are davar aser, even for some other toelis. So then you shouldn't be able to even hold on to kankanim. You shouldn't be able to sell them. How come you're allowed to? So Gemara says, amar lecha hasam, lesa liisur be'ena, hacha isa liisur be'ena. When it comes to the kankanim, the iser is not be'en. It's I guess it's absorbed. As opposed to the nodos, in the nodos, the wine that's embedded within the walls is still considered be'en. You could just squeeze them out. It's like a sponge, and you could draw it out. But by the kankanim, nothing really gets absorbed in the kankanim. I guess they're made of glass. There's a whole machlokis whether glass absorbs or doesn't absorb. But I guess the Gemara is assuming here that kankanim don't absorb anything. There's no iser to even talk about when it comes to the kankanim. As opposed to the nodos, which are made of leather, which do absorb, in which case it would be usur to hold on to them because it is rotze b'kuma ayde davar acher. Okay. Now the Ritva points out here, the iser of holding on to these nodos, these leather pouches, is only usur when you're traveling, because it's very likely when you're traveling, if your leather canteen breaks, you need to patch it up. Because often when people would travel, their main source of drink would be wine as opposed to water. Water was very dangerous back then. So a lot of times, the main drink was wine. So you're traveling, and it's very likely that when you're traveling, you're going to have a tear in your canteen, you need to fix it. So the next, where are you going to find leather? On top of the donkey. So that donkey's made of the leather, it's made of the nodo, shalakum, there's a chashash. But the Ritva says, if you're in your house, so if you're in a house, you have plenty of other items to use to patch up your canteen. So he says you actually are allowed to use these nodos in other forms in your own home. The iser only exists when you're traveling. Tosis Rasha argues and says, no, it's usur across the board. You should never be able to. The only time you're allowed to hold on to the nodos, he says, is when it's in its initial state. When the nodos are whole, so then you're going to look at it, you're going to say, wait a second, these nodos came from the akum, it's going to be a chashash. But the moment the Tosfos Rashi says you transform it to something else, to a shtiach shel chamor, whether you plan to use it on the road, or you plan to use it in your home, once it's lost its status of being the initial, you're going to forget that it came from the nodos shel akum, in which case it's always a chashash, and he says it's aser, even in the house, if you change from its initial form. Okay, let's go Vayikra now. The Gemara says seven lines up from the bottom here. The low, hodu low. So this case was talking about, we said they didn't admit. They didn't admit to who? To Rabbi Gamliel, who thought you're allowed to drink from the nodos. Others, the Chachamim, thought you're not allowed to. So the Gemara asks the question, Minhi, Yain haba biru kvos, sha'ovdi kochavim, asu b'shtia, umotir b'hana. And then, Heyid Shimon ben Goda, with an ayin, Lifnei Benosha Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, she'shasu mimenu b'ako v'hodulo. And they admitted, this time they agreed that Rabbi Gamliel was right, that you are allowed to drink from these types of klei cheres. So, were the Chacham agreeing to Rabbi Gamliel that you can drink it, or were they not agreeing to him? My lo hodulo, the kamar, hasam, kol siato. Who wasn't agreeing to him? All the people, all the Chachamim were arguing with Rabbi Gamliel that you shouldn't be able to do this. Aval beno modi le. But when it comes to the brisa that we just brought that says hodulo, that's not referring to the Chachamim, that's referring to his son. His son was modi to his own father. It should really say v'hodalo, I guess. Not hodu, but hodalo in the singular, that he, the son, agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. But everyone else argued. So now one question is here, in terms of kibud av'eim, there's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara, a child is not allowed to agree to his father. His father doesn't need his son to agree, oh daddy, you're right. That's it's a violation of kibud av'eim. So I'm not sure how you get around that point here, but it says that he was moded to his father, but everyone else argued on Rabbi Gamliel that's usher to use these types of canteens. So Gemara says another explanation is Ibai Lahu, Ibai Seima, Guda Lachud v'Guda Lachud. One with an aleph, one with an ayin. There are two different testimonies as to what happened. So do two different reports. And it's not a stira. It's a stira what they reported, but it's not an internal stira. One guy reported one thing, another guy reported something else, and they just observed the two different events, I guess. Okay, the Gemara now says last two lines here. Oros Levuvin, the Mishnah said, if you see the leather that they had a circle in it, that the goyim took the heart from that animal, that leather is asur because we assume it was used for avodah zara. The Tanur Ban and the Braisa says in the last two lines here, oso or lavuv, that skin that was near the area of the heart of the behema, kol shekarua kineged halev, any tear that was kineged the heart, the kadur kimin aruva, and it was made in a circular shape like a window, yeshalav karit dam asur. If there is blood on it, it's also because it indicates it was taken while it was still alive, and that was done for avodah zara. But ein alav karet, if there is no dam, if there's no marks of blood there, then it's mutter. So Rashi just explains on top here, ein alav karet dam achar hefsheto ir bokach. They only made the hole after they skinned it below lav avodah chachavim. So when do you know if it's used for avodah zara? If there's blood on it, that means they took the heart out while the skin was still attached to the animal. So then there's an isser in those leather, that hide. But if it was, again, there's no stains of blood, that means they skinned the animal first, and then they made a hole in the skin, that means they weren't going for the heart. The skin already was detached from the body, and it wasn't being used to take out the heart. So that's the indicator whether or not this leather is isser or not. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela shelo milchu. This is only true if it wasn't salted. Aval milchu, if you could ascertain if the skin was salted, then it's usr across the board, even if you don't see any blood, because ema malcho havaraso. Because you see a hole, but then you see it's a fresh skin, there's no blood on it. But if you can notice somehow that it was salted, I guess it must have shrunk a little bit, there's some way to tell probably how it was salted, and then if you see it's clean, so it's possible that there was blood there. They took out the heart when it was connected to the body. The skin was connected to the body. But since they salted it, the blood was removed. So there's no evidence left anymore. So if it was salted, you have to assume and just be safe that it maybe was used for avodah zara and therefore us. Gemara now says three lines down here. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Bizman Sheh Kera Shelo Agul Aser. When the shape of the skin is a circle, it's aser. If it's mashach, if it's a line, it's a tear, then it's mutter. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Ki Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. We pass like Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So Amar Le'abai, Abai says, Halacha, Mechlal de Pligi. The fact that you have to say it's Halacha, that seems to imply that there's a machlokas here. Now the Mishnah never presented it as a machlokas. They were just attributing that psak to Rabban Shimon Gamliel. But that doesn't mean someone else argued. Amar Le'ai, my nafkamina, my nafkamina. What do you care whether someone argues or not? We passing like Rashbag. There's some other das yachid. We don't passing like, who cares? So Amar Le'ai, Gemara Gamur is Mursa Tehei. So there's a bit of a debate how to interpret this line here. So look at Rashi. Rashi says four lines down from the top, Gemara Gamur is Mursa Tehei, Bitmiya. Abai Tamido Shir Rav Yosef. Abai was the student of Rav Yosef. V'kamer le, he says, Ata milamdeinu lomar halacha kamoso v'tie kizemer ba'alma. You're going to tell us a certain halacha, we're going to think it's just like a song. Di'ein chok in halacha lamli. So the way Rashi's interpreting this is, Torah isn't songs. It's not just something you just sing and don't pay attention to. Torah is meant to be very precise. And if you said something halacha, we're going to take it very literally, implying that there's someone else who argues on that. It's not just a song, Torah. It's more than just a song. It's something that's very, very serious. So the approach here seems that Rashi learned that Torah is not meant to be a song. But other explain that based on the Gemara, the end of Maseches Megillah, that Torah is supposed to be a song. But the Gemara calls... what the pasuk invokes, it says something along the lines of Ne'imas. The Torah is supposed to be Ne'imas, supposed to be a Zemer. The Tosfos there famously writes that they used to memorize the Mishnayos by singing songs. Torah is meant to be a song. Song helps you remember, helps you understand things better. How come the Gemara here says it's not supposed to be a song? So some say Taka, that's what it means. Some say it's supposed to be not a question, but a statement. The Torah is supposed to be a song, meaning the song to memorize every single word is supposed to be understood very, very carefully. In the end of the day, some say there's a chilik between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is supposed to be a song. You're supposed to memorize it. This thing helps you remember. Torah Shebichsav was never meant to be memorized. We're supposed to read Bichsav, read it inside. So therefore, it's not meant to be a song. It's meant to be something different. So this is a whole discussion. Yeah. Torah Shebichsav is aser. Torah Shebichsav iata rasha lomer baal peh. Correct. So it's not allowed to. You're not allowed to memorize it. And only Torah Shebaal Peh is meant to be memorized. And through a song. Okay, look at the top Tosfos just for a second. It's a short Tosfos halacha. Kirab ben Shimon Gamliel. He says, "Lahani amaray les lehu klala." These amarayim who are discussing this whole concept, they don't hold to the klal of dechamakum sheshana. Rab ben Shimon Gamliel b'mishnasenu halacha kamoso. Every time there's a Rashbag in the Mishnah, we always pass like him. That's a klal. So they must not hold to this klal. Why? The fact that they have to come out of the way and say, oh, we passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, has to be, they don't hold to that general rule that we always passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's why they have to come out of their way to state it here and single it out. Gemara now says around 8 lines down, Basar ha-nichnas la-avodas chochavim mutter. We said if there's meat being carried towards a place of avodah zarah, so then that meat is still considered mutter. So Man Tana, who authored this Misha that says it's still mutter, it must be Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan delo ku Rabbi Elazar. Can't be Rabbi Elazar because he would hold this meat as aser. Because the Rabbi Elazar, Hamar, we learned the Maseches Chulin, Stam Machsheves Ovid Kochavim, Lavodas Kochavim. Whenever there's a Stam Machsheva, even though they didn't specify it, we assume all their Machsheva was for Avodah Zarah, so you cannot buy the meat that's coming into and towards the house of Avodah Zarah. So we have to assume that we're talking about an animal, a basa that's already been shechted. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. They bring a live animal, so there's no Stam Machsheva to talk about. It was only when they do a Shechita. So even though they didn't specify Avodah Zarah or not Avodah Zarah, we always assume Stam Machshav of a Goy is for Avodah Zarah. So they bring Shechted meat. Somehow they prove that it was Shechted meat. And we assume you can't eat from it according to Rabbi Eliezer because it was Stam Machshav was for Avodah Zarah. The fact that our mission allows you to eat the Shechted meat must assume differently that Stam Machsheves Avodah Shechavim is not for Avodah Zarah and it's Mutter to eat. Just look at the Tosfos, Dir Maschil Delo. I'm not going to go through the question, but just look at the answer. Around halfway down, it says, V'yeshlomar de Rebbe Eliezer Nami Shari Shar Oros V'shar Gvinos. He also permits any types of leather or cheeses that are being brought towards this house of Avodah Zarah are Mutter. Delo Amrinan Stam Machsheves Oved Kochavim Lavod Shechavim. We don't say the Stam Machsheva is always for Avodah Zarah. Only when they do a shechita, but they're doing some other act. They're making cheese. They're cutting off skin. That we don't assume was done for Avodah Zarah. Only derech shechita do we assume that Stam Machshava is Avodah Zarah. About derech chanika, if they choked the animal with nechira and killed it in some other way that wasn't shechita, delo, we don't assume it was done for Avodah Zarah. The meat that's being brought towards the base of Avodah Zarah, Daik Shapir, She'ein Darchan Lahachnis Basa Avodah Shechavim Ela Mibehema Shchuta. They don't bring live animals to the base of Avodah Zarah. They bring shechted animals to the base of Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's a Stam Machshava is Avodah Zarah according to Rabbi Eliezer. But our Mishnah holds otherwise that our Stam Machshava Avodah Shechavim is not for Avodah Zarah and permitted to be eaten. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, the two dots, Vayotzei Aser, Mifnei Shuk Kizivchei Mesim. When they're returning back from the base of Avodah Zarah, you are not allowed to purchase the meat from them because we assume that meat was offered as a takrovas, offered as a carbon. Gemara explains my time, why can you not buy from the people returning back from the base of Avodah Zarah? Efshar deleka takrovas avodah shachavim. It's impossible that the meat they're carrying with them, it's impossible that they don't have some amount of Avodah Zarah with them, and we know it's aser to get hana from Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara explains, who is the one who thinks that money, who holds you can't get hana from Avodah Zarah? It must be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserahi. The Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserahi, Omer Minayin letekrovas avodah shachavim shemetame ba'ohel. That even that which is brought as an offering to Avodah Zarah is also going to be metame ba'ohel, and even though it doesn't say this, but also aser b'hana, we'll see Rashi in just a second, who holds this way? It must be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserahi again. How do we know? And then they did Avodah Zarah to Baal Peor, and they ate Zivchei, the carbonos of Mesim. So what's the connection of Mace here? Because the Gemara darshins, Ma Mace Hametame Ba'ol, just like a Mace is going to be creating Tumas Ohel, Af Takroves Avodah Shochavim Metame Ba'ol, there's also Tumah, a Tumas Ohel, when it comes to Avodah Zarah. What about Isser Hana? So if you look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the page here, Ma Mace Metame Ba'ol, Umina from it, we learn as well, Ma Mace Aser Ba'ana, we also learned this here in this Masechta. Just like a mace is aser b'ana, you can't get hana from a dead body based on v'tama sham miriam sham sham me'aglarufa apta kroves avodas kochavim asura b'ana. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserahi is the one who holds that not only is avodah zarah metame ba'oel, but it's also going to be aser b'ana. There is an interesting toast I'm not going to go through here. Those who want Dibur Maschav Hayote, he just deals with the other different shitas about how they figure out takrovas, whether it's metame ba'oel, aser b'ana, if you want to take a look there. Let's do one last Gemara here, then we'll stop. The Gemara says the last five lines of the Amud here. Ha'holchin letarfus asurin lases v'lases imahim. Those who are going to the base of Avodah Zarah, you cannot do any business with them. So the Gemara explains, Amar Shmuel, Oved kochavim ha'holech letarfus ba'alicha aser. If a goy who's going to an Oved Avodah Zarah is going to the base Avodah Zarah, you can't do any business because by you doing business with him, he's going to also amode kamei avodah shochavim. He's going to thank his God for allowing me to do business, make some money. So on the way there, you can't do business with the oved avodah zarah. But bechazara mutter, on his way back, though you're allowed to, ma'ad hava hava. He's not going to turn back around and thank him again. He's already leaving the base of avodah zarah. It's not going to encourage him to mode more to his God. But when it comes to the Yisrael haholech letar first b'halicha mutter, when he's going, you're allowed to. Isn't he going to? He's walking to the church. He's walking to the base of Avodah Zarah. If you do business with him, isn't that going to cause him to thank the gods? No, because Dilma Hadar Bey, we're hoping he's going to turn back around and never make his way over there for Lo Azil, and he won't ever go. However, Bechazara, on his way back, it's the opposite. Bechazara Aser, when he's coming back from the base of Avodah Zarah, it's Aser. Why is it Aser? He's not going to go back to thank his God. He's already going home. He's leaving the church. He's leaving the base of Avodah Zarah. So Gemara explains, Kevan de Avik Bey Mehader Hadil Azil. Since he's so connected, Rashi says, Avik is Lashon of Aniva, tied together b'chol atalman. It's like Vayavak Yaakov and Esav. When they were fighting together, they were stuck with each other, so he feels so connected, he's so addicted to it, he's certainly going to go back. Once he went into that place, he's definitely going back. So even b'chazara, you can't do business. The Gemara asks a question about Hatani, but doesn't the Braisa tell us Yisrael haholech letarfus bein balicha bein bechazar aser? It's aser not only in his chazara, but even in the halicha it's aser. We just said before halicha it's mutter, hoping he's never going to make his way and turn around before he ever gets to the base of Avodah Zarah. So Amar Vashi says the second Braisa where it's aser even balicha it's kitanya hi be Yisrael mumar divade azel. Yisrael who already is off the derech, who is certainly going to go to the base of Avodah Zarah, there's no chashash he won't, in which case even behalicha it's aser, and then also in the chazara will be aser as well. Everyone have a good chodesh and a good Shabbos. We'll see you guys on Sunday.